We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We go to the phones. Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champ, and 13-time Pro Bowler, part of the 95.7 The Game family, the great Jerry Rice, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing, man?
We're doing really well. I wanted to start with this. What's this week like for a player in the build-up to the Super Bowl? You know what this is like as well as anybody else. Monday morning, you're getting up. Game day's on Sunday. You've got your responsibilities, your practices. Take us through what this week is like.
Well, it's really sort of frustrating from the start. You know, you travel, you get to Atlanta, you try to get all settled in. You're probably going to have a little light practice or something like that. Then the next day is media day. You have to deal with the media. They're going to ask you questions. You're going to have to be cordial. And you're going to have to be able to, you know, just talk about the game. You know, talk about your opponent, but you don't want to give them anything to post up on the board or anything. So you have to give them their just due. And after that, I think like around that Wednesday, Thursday, you get into your game plan. Friday is like a little walkthrough. Saturday, everything is intact, you know, pretty much because everything, all the preparation that you put in that week is already in. And now Sunday you get up and it's time to go play the game. But it's a long day, guys, because you wake up. I remember Sunday morning, you know, I woke up. We had a meeting. Then you have pregame round one or two. Then you head to the stadium. And I couldn't eat anything. I could not eat breakfast. I could not eat, you know, that pregame. I went to the stadium, you know, after being up all night visualizing about the game and stuff like that. I was tired. I just put my uniform on. I fell asleep on the table. My teammates, they thought I was crazy. They were walking by because it's like this is the biggest game ever. This is the Super Bowl, and how can Jerry fall asleep on game day? But, you know, I was mentally and physically already prepared and just ready to go.
How much does this then give an advantage to New England, a team that's gone through this now 6 times with Tom Brady? Does it give them an edge come Sunday, all of the lead-up, them having more experience doing it?
Yeah, you know, I think it gives them a little bit of an edge, but you got to look back at the championship game between Clemson and Alabama. Everybody thought Alabama, you know, they had this game intact, and Clemson came in and they just took that away. So I think with the Patriots, yes, they have that experience, you know, and I have said this all week long too. If they cannot stop Tom Brady, if they can't get to him and rattle him a little bit, and with Elliman is that go-to guy. He's, you know, everybody talk about the Patriots not having a go-to guy. They go through Elliman. And if they can't stop that tandem, you know, they're going to have a hard time winning that football game. But as a young team, you come in and you say, hey, this is our opportunity. Yeah, you know, they might have more veteran leadership, you know, players that have played on the big stage. But we didn't luck up and to get here. We belong here, and we have an opportunity to do something special Sunday.
Jerry, you look at guys like Sue and Donald. Sue's been in this league now, what, 9, 10 years, understands the end is coming. He's played at a high level. This is the first Super Bowl that he's playing in. Do you believe these guys have they know because they understand this is not New England? New England gets there all the time. These particular guys on this team is going to say, I don't mess up my Super Bowl. I've never been here. I know how hard I've played. I've been in the Pro Bowl, been Sue's probably a Hall of Famer. But he's looking and saying, this may be the last time I get to the Super Bowl. How much is that going to play for the Rams? How about their players that haven't been here before?
Yeah, Lo, you got to factor that in, man, because it's not always promised to you. You know, just because you're there 1 year, and it's been crazy with the Patriots. The Patriots, they have gone so many times.
Unbelievable.
It's un- Yeah, it's unusual when a team, because the majority of teams, when they win a Super Bowl, they have an X on their back the next year, and it's a battle. You know, you might win a couple games. You might you might accidentally get back, you know, to the playoffs and get back to the Super Bowl, but it doesn't happen that often. So, you know, I think with Sue and also, you know, Donald, they got to say, hey, look, we got to get to that quarterback. This might be our only opportunity because, you know, next year is not promised to you and the year after that. So, you know, you got to take advantage of the opportunity now.
Jerry Rice is presented by the 2019 U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Tickets available at usopen.com. Be there. Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Any particular Super Bowl memory stand out more to you than any others? Obviously the wins, the final plays. But is there anything else? Like, we always hear the story about Joe Montana talking about John Candy up in the stands. That's just a legendary moment. Could you take us through it?
Yeah, you know, something about Harry, Harris Barton and Joe. Joe came into the huddle, Joe, and doing a two-minute drill, we call it two plays. And, you know, this perception about athletes not being smart, yeah, we are very smart. You got to be able to execute those two plays, and everything is so chaotic. Because you're on the move, it's noisy, things are happening, you using signals and all that stuff. So Joe came into the huddle, and Joe is cool, Joe. Normally he just, you know, he squats down, he'll call two plays, and somebody said something about John Candy being in the stands. I pretty much had my blinders on because that was like my first Super Bowl. So it's like I was like a deer in the headlights. But I knew I had to make plays, you know, for my team to win, and we were able to move that ball all the way downfield. I think it was about 3 minutes, 10 seconds in the game. And think about this, guys. One mistake, ball game is over, you lose the Super Bowl. That's when you really, really got to know your teammates. You got to know, you know, all of the hard work that you put in and what this guy is going to bring to the table. And I knew that we had the players that could do it. We had done it over and over during practice during the week. And now we just had to, you know, just do it in that moment. And if John Taylor had made that tackle, because I think I called a deep over in the middle, and I broke away from defenders, and John, he missed his tackle, and I got tackled, but John Taylor ended up making that game-winning catch, and it felt like I did, you know, because we all worked together as a team, and it was great for the city of San Francisco.
Jerry, it's interesting, last week we had on one of the writers and radio stations from Pittsburgh, and he talked about Anthony, and he talked about AB having to stay with Airbnb, his own place, didn't stay with the team, you know, walked by a different drum. Also said that Mike Tomlin told the team, hey, look, this guy can do what he wants until because he makes plays, you know, and not showing up at practice, not doing certain things. You played this game, and you played at a high level, and you weren't always happy. But when you hear stories like that, what this guy has done, does that change, or how do you what do you say to guys that talk about the different things that going on behind the scenes?
Lo, you know, the thing is, there are always going to be stories. You know, unless you're in housing, you know exactly what's going on. You know, there's going to be stuff to, like, somehow it's gonna seep out. You know, someone is going to say something, and maybe, you know, the media, they might take it the wrong way. I know Antonio Brown. You know, AB to me is a totally team player, and I think with you know, in Pittsburgh, yeah, you know, some of they gave veterans a card. You know, it's just like, okay, you were the man, like Big Ben. You know, Ben probably didn't have to practice as much. They probably gave AB some days off, but you know, the coach wanted to do that, and that's something Bill Walsh always wanted to do to me. He's like, you know, during the week, he wanted to, you know, have me to rest on a day. I just couldn't do it. I felt like I had to be out there with my teammates to, you know, get a feel for what was going on with the game plan. It was important for me to get those reps in so I could play the way I wanted to play on that given Sunday. So, yeah, you know, there's going to be stuff. There's going to be talk and stuff like that. I communicate back and forth with this guy all the time. And, you know, we know exactly, you know, what he's all about. And he's not going to be one of those guys. If he even if he came to the San Francisco 49ers, he's not going to be one of those guys to come in and really hurt this team. He's not going to be a bad influence. You know, I can vouch for him, and I don't even know if we're going to get the opportunity to bring him here. But if we do, I'm going to be right there to mentor this guy, be around him, because, you know, the only thing he's been talking about this forever. I want to run the hill with Jerry Rice. I want to work out with Jerry Rice. I want to pick his brain and see what made him, you know, so successful. So, yeah, I think he's a great football player, and he'll be a great addition to the San Francisco 49ers.
It's a fascinating story, and hopefully it does get resolved with Brown coming. Well, Jerry, you're the first of many Super Bowl guests. We got 6 days till the game. Who do you think wins it come Sunday? What's your prediction?
God, it is crazy. It's crazy. It's just like sometimes you got to slay the giant. Clemson, they slayed the giant. So I think the Rams, they have a legitimate chance. If they can stop Tom Brady, Element, Gronk, and those guys. So, and plus they're going to have to be able to run the ball with Gurley. And I don't know the condition of Gurley right now. If he's going to be close to 100%, you know, Anderson, they're going to have to run the ball. Jared Goff, he's going to have to throw the ball further than 15 yards down the field. They're going to have to make plays on the outside, the receivers, and that defense is going to have to get to Tom Brady. And that's going to be Sue, and that's going to be Donald. And if they can get their hands on him and just rattle him a little bit, cause some problems, some havoc, they have a legitimate chance of winning that football game.
Great stuff, as always. Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champ, 13-time Pro Bowler, part of the 95.7 The Game family, Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, thank you for your time, as always. Have a tremendous week. Enjoy the game. We look forward to catching up with you next Monday.
All right, guys. You guys take care. Have a good day.
You're the best, Jerry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.